Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Conference Championship, the NFL Playoffs, Round 3. This is the final stop before the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And the first championship game is the AFC Championship game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens, in which the Chiefs come away with the win 17-10. I'm not too sure what was going on here. Patrick Mahomes is going to make his fourth appearance at the Super Bowl. And I'm not sure what happened here, but this game was highly touted to be a highly contested game, and a lot of people had the Ravens coming away with the win because they had the better defense and they had a better team all the way around. And for some reason, I don't know what happened, for some reason or another, the Ravens could not get anything done offensively. Lamar Jackson threw two interceptions, and then, you know, it's like the Chiefs just had it all figured out. I mean, they scored 17 points in the first half and didn't score a damn thing in the third or fourth quarter. And then the Ravens scored a touchdown in the first quarter and then kicked a field goal in the fourth quarter. It was a real defensive, competitive game, but for some reason, both of these offenses were not clicking the way they should have. I think Kansas City was coming up with the bigger plays and everything like that. And then, of course, I got to shout out Travis Kelce. He broke the playoff record for most receptions in the playoffs, which was held originally by Jerry Rice. So now the record belongs to Travis Kelce, so big up to him. But this is just mind-boggling how this game was hyped, overhyped to the moon, and the fact that it was kind of underwhelming. And I'm not saying this because both teams played like shit. It was just like they played like shit for about maybe half of the game, and then it got worse for Baltimore. You know, Kansas City held up their own. You know, they scored their touchdowns when they needed to. They took care of the ball when they needed to, and their defense bailed them out when they needed to. But for some reason, Baltimore couldn't do the same thing. You know, it was upsetting. A lot of people put a lot of pressure on those guys. And, you know, it's like sometimes it makes or breaks them, you know, especially for the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs had all this scrutiny going into this game, and for them to kind of win it the way they did and for them to kind of be on their way to another Super Bowl, and you can love them or hate them for what they've been through. But, you know, I go by the old saying, you know, I'm a wrestling fan. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And Patrick Mahomes is the man. You know, I was really pulling for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to kind of win and go to the Super Bowl because, you know, Kansas City has kind of pretty much had a cakewalk for some reason. They beat Miami in, you know, below zero temperatures and everything like that. They beat Buffalo. They blew Buffalo out of the water, which was kind of surprising because Buffalo played like shit. And then they kind of just steamrolled over Baltimore like nothing. And it's like, Jesus Christ, nobody was going to stop this team. And it's not like the Chiefs were bad. It was just that they had a poor outing as far as the regular season was concerned. So as of right now, the Chiefs are on their way to the Super Bowl, and they'll be making their fourth appearance in the last five seasons. I believe this is the sixth appearance for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. So that's going to be really something special. And here they go going back to the Super Bowl to defend their title. Over on the NFC side, we had the number one ranked San Francisco 49ers hosting the Detroit Lions. Now, this was a game that was not hyped but exceeded expectations. And, of course, the whole idea that the underdog team was going to have a big victory because they did play a pretty good game last week. And, you know, this was a really good game. The game between the Niners and the Lions was really good. It started off kind of slow for the Niners. I mean, At halftime, it was 24-7, and then the final score was the Niners come away with a win, 34-31, and arguably one of the greatest comebacks in playoff history for the Niners as well, for them to score two touchdowns, you know, to cut the deficit, to cut the 17-point deficit in half like that within like 8 minutes of the third quarter was just impressive. It shows that never quit, never die attitude that the Niners have had. And the Niners come away with the win. Very surprising that for some reason or whatever, Dan Campbell was just making some of the most asinine decisions in the second half. I mean, going for it on fourth and goal, or going for it on fourth down and then not paying off. They tried to go for the onside kick. It didn't work. You know, Joshua Gibbs, you know, the rookie running back, fumbles. And, you know, it was just like the Lions, you know, morphed back into, you know, a bad team again. And it's like, you really didn't expect that from a team like this. You know, they kept dropping passes. They were just, you know, the Lions were just playing, you know, poorly in that second half, despite having a dominant performance in the first half. You know, I do not put any blame on Jared Goff. I mean, he did everything he could to make it a closer game and everything like that. I mean, he was connected with guys. You know, Laporta had a pretty good game. St. Brown had a pretty good game, and things like that. But, you know, for some reason, when it mattered most, these guys did not come into clutch the way they should have, the way they did in the regular season. And San Francisco definitely took advantage of that. Now, San Francisco, on the other hand, you had a lot of guys come in clutch at the end, like Christian McCaffrey, like George Kittle, you know, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel. You know, their playmakers came in for them in the moment. You know, they rose to the occasion. They kicked a field goal to make it a three, you know, to be up by three, 27-24. And then they scored another touchdown to make it 34-24. And then for the Lions to score another touchdown, you know, very late at the end, you know, towards the end of the fourth quarter and fail the onside kick, you know, that was just heartbreaking. It was so crushing to see that, you know, for a team to kind of claw their way back the way they did. The Niners are going to be a top team to talk about. So now that we got the Super Bowl set, it's going to be a rematch between the Niners and the Chiefs. I mean, the last time, this was 2019 when the Niners and the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl and things like that. And you got to think about it. The Chiefs kind of sort of still had the same team. You know, Travis Kelce was there. It was Patrick Mahomes' coming out party. It was his first Super. That was the first Super Bowl that they had won. It was Andy Reid's first Super Bowl and everything like that. And, you know, they had a pretty good team going into that game. And the 49ers didn't. You know, they didn't have Brock Purdy. They didn't have Christian McCaffrey. They didn't have Debo Samuel and all those guys. They didn't really have the team that they have now, you know, and things like that. But you know, like I said, it's a whole other ball game. You know, Kyle Shanahan and George Kittle have been in this situation before. And if you're a Niners fan and you're looking across and you see the Kansas City Chiefs, you know they got something that belongs to you. So, you know, it's always been looked at, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And Patrick Mahomes is the man as of right now, them and the Chiefs. So, you know, what I'm looking for is, can the Niners overcome the odds and defeat the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, in Las Vegas? Only time will tell. This was a really good final round of the playoffs as we get ready for the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Very kind of disappointed that the Baltimore Ravens played like shit. Very happy and very excited for the Niners, for them to come away with the win. I have a bittersweet feeling towards the Lions. I was kind of hoping they would win, but, you know, for the Lions to be a team that have come this far and never even, you know, reach a Super Bowl, you know, for them to come this far the way they did is really impressive. And, you know, hopefully, I to be honest, I still think they're the best team in their division, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're still in the same predicament next year. So, you know, we'll see what happens and things like that. But like I said, as of right now, our Super Bowl is set. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Best of luck to both of those teams. You know, who needs it more? I would say the Niners, because the Niners have been kind of gotten the short end of the stick as far as, you know, playoff bound. I mean, they got to the NFC Championship last year, and almost immediately Brock Purdy goes down with an injury. The year before that, their season kind of does come up short, you know, with the failed experiment that was Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, the team has been hit or miss here or there. So, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. We'll see what happens going into the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Hopefully, I'm pulling for the Niners to win it. So we'll see what happens coming up. Like I said, the Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Kansas City and San Francisco, here we come. But that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Let me know what you guys thought about the conference championship round of the playoffs. Did your team make it? What are you looking forward to in this year's Super Bowl? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and Twitter, Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. I've already covered the Royal Rumble. That episode came out at midnight early this morning, because I was trying to get it out before the clock struck 12, but, you know, it took a while to kind of get my composure and get all the feelings together. So definitely check that episode out. Check out this one coming out right now. And then this coming week, I do have a lot of things coming out as far as more movie reviews and, of course, my opinions on the upcoming films that are coming out this year. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.